God. Yeah, man. You know who should be here for this? Veronica Carter. She should be here for this. She's got a Def Leppard tattoo, for God's sake. Nick DiGilio here at 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man. Mike requested some warrant. Oh, man. All right. Hey, we're talking weird food combinations. That's what we're going to be talking about. Now, Esmeralda, do you ever combine some foods that people think it's weird and they shouldn't be combined, but you like them?
I don't know if this is weird, but I sometimes eat scrambled eggs with ketchup.
No, a lot of people do that.
Okay, then.
No, yeah. No, that's that's common. That's common. Ketchup on all types of eggs. Mostly scrambled, though. Yeah, that's common. I used to do that when I was younger. I don't anymore. But how about this? The kapuki. Do you know what a kapuki is?
Is that some sort of animal?
No. It's well, it could be because it's a combination of food and, you know, some food, they were animals. But this does not involve, well, it involves animals in terms of how do you prepare it, because animal product is involved in it, but not meat. The kapuki? That's when you can't decide whether you want cookies, cake, or pie for dessert, and you whip all three of them into one pan. The kapuki. See, cake, C-A, P for pie, and then uki for
cookie.
What
constitutes pies?
Pie.
You have to have a crust, I guess?
Yeah, you got to have the crust, and it's got to be, you know, it's got to have the pie shell, the crust, and then whatever you fill, you fill. Cake involves cake, obviously. And cookies are similar to cake, though. Some cookies are similar to cake.
I've seen cookie cakes.
Why? I'm wondering why they didn't have donuts in here, too. The dough kapuki. Now, see, there's something we need to make right now. The dough kapuki. Haley Parker of the Domestic Rebel calls it a kapuki. It's a pie crust. Then, with a layer of cookie dough in it, covered with fudge cake batter, topped it with chocolate frosting and sprinkles. She calls it the dessert equivalent of the turducken. Do you ever have a turducken?
I have.
I had it
here, actually. It was quite delicious.
Here?
Yeah, someone brought it in, and then, you know, they brought the carcass up to the newsroom. So I got to have some.
Oh, okay. Was I off during that?
Probably.
It was probably during the holidays or something?
Yeah, it was the holidays.
Okay. All right. Dan, you ever have a turducken?
Can't say that I have.
What about a kapuki? Would you have a kapuki?
I would. I was with it up until the frosting. I think the frosting is what pushed it over the edge for me.
Those other things are perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. No, everything else was like, yep, yep, nope, yep, yep. And then the frosting was like, yeah, you could hold off on the frosting, but everything else I'm all about.
Yeah, I
the
bet
cookie
people,
dough and the pie crust.
Yeah.
Oh.
I bet people would eat the hell out of that. I bet a lot of people would eat that. That's not I'd eat it. I'm not a big sweets guy. I'd take one bite of it and be done for 3 weeks in terms of sweets. You know, just not a big sweets guy. But, hey, Dan, can you find the audio of Bobby Moynihan doing Guy Fieri on Weekend Update for Thanksgiving? It's hilarious. Esmeralda, you've seen Bobby Moynihan's Guy Fieri, right?
Yes.
He's just, it kills me. It kills me. That's off the hook. But my favorite one is the one where he's on for like Thanksgiving when he's talking about how to prepare everything for Thanksgiving.
I'm enjoying an ad, and we have ads, so
yeah,
we'll do it after the break.
Yeah. Okay, so far we got the kapuki. What kind of food combinations are weird that you love? Weird food mashups, combinations that make people go, uh-huh? So we'll take a break. We got the news coming up, and then after that, more food talk. American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Yeah. Morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday continues. Yeah. Bruce requested some Guess Who. Oh, man. Early 70s, man. If it wasn't Three Dog Night, it was the Guess Who. That's why, as I've said before, if you have a time machine, you need to go back to the early 70s and experience Three Dog Night. I've said it before. Hey, Vic. Vic, do you have any weird food combinations?
Oh, just talking to Esmeralda, and I don't really, but Jeannie eats Lay's potato chips on her spaghetti. I think that's weird.
What?
Yeah.
Does she crush them up?
What do you think
up?
About that, Esmeralda?
I think it's kind of nice.
Does she crush them up?
No, she just plops them on top. She said she likes the crunchy, you know, I guess.
Salty.
Texture of the.
Yeah.
But on spaghetti, I just.
It seems a little strange.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, have you done that?
No, but it sounds good. It's like croutons.
That's spaghetti.
A good point.
On spaghetti.
Right, again.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like that. I like the idea of the crunchy with the soft spaghetti, and then there's tomato sauce.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I like eating things on chips or on tortilla chips or on crackers. Just, so that kind of sounds nice.
Yeah, it's just that it's spaghetti. I don't know.
I mean, I just ate a spaghetti sandwich earlier.
Spaghetti sandwich?
Yeah, on Patty's show, someone brought a very garlicky spaghetti sandwich.
So it was two pieces of bread with spaghetti in it?
Yep.
Yeah, no.
It was good.
I mean, I can understand because a lot of people, you know, eat bread with their spaghetti. Was it Italian bread at least?
Yes. I mean, it was sliced up. Garlic bread.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense because if you're going to use garlic bread when you're eating, a lot of people
you just combine
do the
everything.
Bread thing. Yeah. All right. Do you guys just eat and drink during that entire show? Is that all that is? Because all I know is there's always booze around and you guys are always eating. Is that all that? I mean, do you guys for 3 hours, do you just eat and drink?
Not always.
Good Lord.
We get hungry.
Apparently every night. So, now, Vic, does it have to be Lay's?
That's all, yeah.
So, like,
Doritos would be even.
If I donated, because, a listener sent me a case of Pringles. If I donated a can of Pringles, would she use, well, there's sour cream and onion. I don't know if that would work out very well.
That sounds weird.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't think that'll stop.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that flavor combo? No, thank you. Not with spaghetti.
Okay. All right. By the way, I do have a lot of Pringles here, Vic, if you would like to bring a can home. A listener sent me a case of Pringles.
She'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I'll give you a can. Take them home. I'll give you a couple cans.
I'll be right there.
Yeah, man. they're right in the room with Dan. Just go on in. Bust in. So, Dan, do we have the this? Okay, this is, Bobby Moynihan, who I love. And is probably going to be used more since Taron Killam is leaving and Jay Farrow is leaving this season. And John Radinsky. Dan Feinberg wanted me to make sure that I mentioned John Radinsky. They're all leaving SNL this season. Bobby Moynihan does a great Guy Fieri. And this is from, I want to say 2010. And I think this was the first time he ever did Guy Fieri. Or maybe the second time, because the first time I think was on a morning show where he ends up getting taken away by birds and eaten. Because at one point, it's Andy Samberg and Drew Barrymore was the host, and they were doing a live morning show on the roof of a building, and they were preparing food, and a bunch of birds attacked them, and they picked up Guy Fieri, and at one point, Andy Samberg says, "Somebody call the National Guard, Guy Fieri is missing." And then his dead carcass, boom, falls down. The birds have eaten him. They've taken away all his skin. His skeleton falls down except for the goatee and the hair and the sunglasses. Everything else has been eaten away. So anyway, I brought this up because we were talking about the kapuki and the turducken. And this is, I think, the funniest segment that Guy Fieri or that Bobby Moynihan did as Guy Fieri on Weekend Update.
Emily, Here with some cooking tips is the Food Network's Guy Fieri.
Seth Meyers setting fires.
Oh, I don't set fires.
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Okay, look, why don't we just get started?
All right, good call, Meatball. All right, let's get down to business. Are you tired of boring old T-Day grubbing? Well, buckle up, put your sunglasses on wrong, and let me help you make it full throttle. Numero one, stuffing, Fieri style. Super simple to make. 4 cups pancake chunks, 1 candy apple with stick, and 1/4 cup of raisins, and 32 tablespoons of tequila-infused garlic butter.
That sounds kind of heavy.
Don't knock it till you fry it, Seth. I'm roughing up your stuffing. Mmm. I could eat this off a flip-flop. Full throttle. Chow down, Seth.
No. I'm good. So what's next?
Number dose. Cranberry sauce. An old favorite. But let's take it even further off the hook. Just splorp it out of the can into 1/5 of Rumplemints and garnish with raisins.
Can you even taste the cranberry?
Trust me, you'll go Lansbury for this cransberry because it's dinner she wrote. I eat this off a moving truck tire.
Yeah, no thanks. That sounds like it's like 80% alcohol. How many of those have you had tonight?
37!
All right. So what about like the main course?
Numbrero 3, the Turk. Now I, for one, go berserky for turkey. But gobble, gobble, let's make it full throttle.
Did you say full throttle?
I think I may have. And if you think that's crazy, then you will flip your bean when you hear this. A chicken inside of a duck, inside of a turkey, inside of a rabbit, inside of a pig, inside of a baby cow, inside of a big cow, inside of a horse, all stuffed into a Cornish game hen. It's called a turducken, rab pig, cow, cow, horsenish game, man. Look at it.
Everyone's looking. That sounds oddly appealing.
Yep. And then you just fry the whole thing in Jägermeister. And serve with raisins.
Why does everything you make have to have alcohol in it?
I'd eat this off a dirty plate. Full throttle.
Guy Fieri, everyone.
There you go.
One piece of pilgrim grease.
Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious, man. So that's a good combination right there. We miss out a little bit on the sight gag because he mentions like all of those animals stuffed inside, then he just pulls out a game hen. It's ridiculous. All right, here's Aaron, Aaron. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
All right, what do you got? Weird food combinations?
All right. Well, this is not my food combination, but it's my dad's, and I gag a little bit every time I think about it. It's cottage cheese and Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, boy. That's odd. Cottage cheese and Thousand Island dressing. So, like, does he pour the Thousand Island dressing into the cottage cheese container and just mix it up?
It's bowl to bowl basis.
I see.
So he takes out a bowl of cottage cheese and mixes it in. He's a little out there when it comes to flavor combination.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I a lot of cottage cheese is served in a lot of salads, and sometimes it gets mixed up with some of the other ingredients in the dressing. So I don't know.
Yeah, but just by itself.
No, it seems weird. It does.
Yeah, it's too cream based thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Aaron. Thanks, man.
All right. Have a nice day.
Aaron, everybody. That was Aaron. All right. How about this? The Sherpumple. The Sherpumple. It's it's bad enough not to decide whether you want cake or pie, but what kind of cake or pie? This mashup developed by Charles Phoenix makes that decision much easier. It consists of three pies, cherry, pumpkin, and apple, hence the name, the Chair Pumple, each baked into a layer of cake, yellow, white, and spice, which are then stacked together with lots of cream cheese frosting. That just sounds crazy. Dan, where did you stop on that one? Did any of that?
I'm not a fan of pumpkin pie or spice cake, but the other stuff I'd eat.
Okay. How about you, Esmeralda?
I don't know about spice cake.
Oh, I like spice cake.
Mm, I do like pumpkin, though.
Yeah, I like pumpkin, too. Well, you know, that stuff's already out in the grocery stores. That pumpkin spice stuff, everything is pumpkin spiced. It's August 23rd. That stuff's already making its way to stores. You know, you go through the fall, everything is pumpkin. Everything becomes pumpkin. I don't go to Starbucks, okay, ever. Do they have the pumpkin spice stuff out yet? Do you guys know? Do you guys go to Starbucks? Dan, you don't go to Starbucks, do you?
I don't think so. I did see a thing that I think Dunkin' is already.
Dunkin's got their pumpkin spice stuff
going? It's about to come out.
Man, it's August. Here's the thing, though. As annoying as it is that every single item on the planet becomes pumpkin flavored and pumpkin spice flavored, I love that stuff. Like, I love pumpkin. I love pumpkin spice. I love it. So I'm for the pumpkin flavor in everything. I mean, I can understand it being oversaturated and ridiculous, you know, but I enjoy the taste of it very much.
Yeah, so apparently it's out now in some locations.
That's crazy.
At Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, well, get your pumpkin spices ready, because you know. So that's the Chair Pumple, which is another strange food mashup that you have to try. All right, 312-981-7200 for your weird food combinations, weird food mashups. Give us a call. Everybody talk about the Wolf Man's pumpkin. That's a pretty inspired choice, Bruce. Bruce requested the Guess Who. The Guess Who have about 70 hits to choose from, and he picked Clap for the Wolfman featuring the great Wolfman Jack. That's right, I'm Wolfman Jack. It's 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your requests for 2 for Tuesday, and also for your texts or your calls about weird food combinations and weird food mashups. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
All right. So let's see. Esmeralda, here are some texts. Are you ready for some of these?
Let's hear them.
All right. Here we go. 847 area code says, I love Miracle Whip on my French fries.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, Miracle Whip is disgusting, but...
Miracle Whip is not disgusting.
But, it, you know, it's like mayo.
No, it's not like mayo.
No, I know it's not like, but, you know, it's the the correlation is... Is there? It's just
yeah.
Miracle Whip is disgusting.
I don't think Miracle Whip is disgusting. It's a different. It's different
dressing.
Than mayonnaise.
Ugh.
It's good. I like Miracle Whip.
Don't the French, or is it Canadians? Don't they dip their French fries in mayo?
Yeah, it's the French Canadian. No, yeah, no. Because they got the poutine up there. They don't need Miracle Whip. Yeah, mayonnaise is. It's a European thing. Mayonnaise on fries. So you guys are into the frosty French fry frosty thing, right? When you go to Dan, you do that, right? French fries in the frosty.
Yep, absolutely.
How about you, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh man, we have another Miracle Whip text, and it's from a different area code. What's going on here with the Miracle Whip? I mean, I happen to like Miracle Whip. I happen to have a jar of Miracle Whip and mayonnaise in my fridge right now at home. I like to mix them up. I don't put them together. Sometimes I like a sandwich with Miracle Whip. Sometimes I like a sandwich with mayonnaise. 219 area code says, my favorite mashup food is peanut butter and Miracle Whip sandwiches. I don't know about that. Dirk the Cop says, teriyaki rice with ranch dressing. That seems a little gross. Let's see. Kathy says, for supper, sometimes we have oatmeal with milk, brown sugar, raisins, walnuts, and on the side we have hot dogs in the buns dressed with whatever hot dog condiments we usually have.
Okay, quite a mishmash dinner there.
Yeah. So you're basically having a healthy bowl of oatmeal with your brown sugar, your raisins, and your walnuts, and then you're having a hot dog on the side. Also, chocolate milk with pizza is great, Kathy says. I drink regular milk.
I was going to say, is it?
I don't drink chocolate milk with pizza. I don't drink chocolate milk at all. I did when I was a kid. 815 area code says, I'm with Aaron's dad. I like cream cheese and Thousand Island served on crackers. 773 area code says, I have two. One, mac and cheese with chorizo. That's not a weird combination. That sounds good. Sounds absolutely great, actually. And then two, liver sausage on corn tortillas. I don't think that's weird either. Man, you give me a tube of liver sausage, a butter knife, and some wheat thins, I'm done for 3 weeks. Man, oh man. Do you like liver sausage, Esmeralda?
I've never had it.
Or liverwurst, however you want to.
No, I've never eaten any of the livers. Never had sausages.
Oh, okay. You've had liver.
I think
like
so,
liver and onions.
Probably.
No, you'd remember if you I think you'd remember if you had
probably
liver.
Probably did as a kid, but I don't I don't, you know, regularly order it.
Okay. George Karzis, everybody, has just texted me. George Karzis, by the way, who runs the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn in Jefferson Park. They sponsor my dad's joke every Monday. We thank them. He just texted in and said, peanut butter on a Ritz with jardiniere. That, well, it's a little weird, but...
See, I just don't like peanut butter, so...
Let's not forget the rib and jambalaya combo at one who says it's the greatest restaurant on the planet. And by the way, he says, Esmeralda, when are you stopping in?
Oh, man.
That's the owner of the Gale Street Inn talking to you.
Now I'm scared.
Don't be scared of George. He's
no,
a lovely man.
No, just because it sounds like he's yelling at me.
I just interpreted that that way. George would have said it much nicer. I just decided to yell. George would have said it much nicer. He would have done it in a very kind, inviting tone.
I did drive by this past weekend when I have to go there.
Well, that's good enough. You just drove by. That's good.
By the Gift Theater as well. And I was like, well, we have to go there.
I have to go there. I have to go. There's a lot of places in Jefferson Park that you need to go.
Exactly.
It's a fantastic area. But we'll take care of that. You'll get out there. We'll get you out to the Gale Street Inn. So, and then, you can have the jambalaya and you can have the ribs and the jambalaya combo.
That sounds nice.
Oh, it's good. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, here's Steve, the limo driver. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, don't forget, if you ride your bike by the back door, the Gale Street Inn ribs are free.
Oh, God, that whole story, that old story. That's we're not going to get into that again.
Hey, I got a great one. You get your bowl of minestrone soup and your saltine crackers. You take a spoon of the beans and stuff from the minestrone. You put it on the saltine cracker. You sprinkle that with Parmesan cheese. Oh, it's awesome. You think you died and went to heaven.
There's not again. There's nothing weird about that, Steve. I think that's exactly how you should eat minestrone soup. That's just me.
Yeah. And I am calling from my wind tunnel this morning.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Have a nice day.
All right, take
nice
care,
day, guys.
That was nothing weird about that. You eat minestrone soup that way. That's how you do it.
I eat most soups. Again, I like eating things on crackers and chips, and so anything I can dip.
So, do you not crumple up the crackers and put them in the soup? Because you don't want them to get soggy, you'd rather have that crunch.
Sometimes I will, sometimes I will, but sometimes I'll do what he was doing.
Yeah,
and piling it on. And
I don't pile it on just for convenience sake. I usually just take the crackers and crunch them up and throw them in there. And then if I'm going to put Parmesan cheese, I put Parmesan cheese, on the soup and then mix it up and then put another layer of Parmesan cheese on that. My mom, not a big Parmesan cheese fan. My mom. Even if it's fresh, she's not crazy about it. Doesn't like the aroma. Some people say that Parmesan does smell like feet.
The fresh stuff.
Yeah.
I used to, as a kid, I would pour Parmesan because we would just buy
the can, the green can. Yeah, the green can. Yeah, everybody, I've got a can. I've got a green can of Parmesan at home in my fridge.
I would pour it in my hand and then just eat it.
It's good.
Just a pile of it.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that at all. It would be better if you just had a nice chunk of Parmesan. Chow down on that.
That would have been fancy. But as a kid, all we ate was the
Kraft,
green can.
The Kraft powdered Parmesan in the green can.
Now my parents have gotten all hoity-toity.
They've got the chunks of Parmesan, fresh Parmesan. Yeah, my mom is not a real fan of it. Whenever, you know, she makes, you know, marinara-based Italian food, and she does. She's great at it. She's the Irish side, oddly, but she makes fantastic Italian food, especially her Italian sausage. Her Italian sausage is amazing. But I tend to go critical on the Parmesan. I will, if it's fresh, I will grate the hell out of it for 15 minutes over whatever I'm eating. And if it's the can, half the can is gone.
Do you use a peeler and then do the thin slices?
I do love that. Well, yeah, if I'm, it depends on, you know, if I'm cooking something, if I'm like cooking something and I'm, you know, I'm going to plate it for some special reason, I want the plating to look good, I will definitely do that. I haven't done that in a long time. I haven't been married in like 5 years, so I can't remember the last time I actually shaved a piece of curly Parmesan to make it look good on the plate.
You got to do that for yourself, man.
No, I don't need to do that for myself. You know what I do? I just, oh, you know how you have the two options on the green can of Parmesan cheese where you have the holes so you can just shake it out,
mm-hmm.
and then you just have the big open wide thing, like the half moon, and it just pours out. I just put my lips right around that. I just pour it right down my throat. That's, as a single man, I just sit on the couch. I watch the Cubs, and I grab a big can of Parmesan cheese. I open it to the half moon part. I just pour it down my throat for like an hour. So. All right. I was just thinking now that I would imagine there's going to be a little segment on Friday now that I might have made. I just realized that after I made that sentence that I may have made the straight out of context segment that we do on Fridays.
Well, I don't think there's any may about it.
All right, weird food combinations are we've got more of that coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We do have the KFC. I do have the recipe, Esmeralda. In case you want to try it out at home. The recipe for the 11 herbs and spices so that you can recreate KFC in your own kitchen, although you won't know what it tastes, whether it tastes like it, because you've never tasted KFC.
That's true. I'll have to buy some KFC and then make it.
Get yourself a bucket and then make a bucket. That's what I think you should do. All right, we got a break. Hang on, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is coming up next. Two for Tuesday, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Kathy requested some JT, my boyfriend. Can't stop the feeling, Justin Timberlake. And come November, you'll get to see a bunch of trolls perform this in a movie. A bunch of animated trolls perform that song in a movie that JT does one of the voices for. The movie, by the way, is called Trolls. And it features JT and Anna Kendrick and the James Corden. Guy's been doing the show for less than 2 years. He's got 26 Emmy nominations. He's everywhere. He's in movies. Craig Ferguson did the show for 10 years. I don't know if he ever got an Emmy nomination, and it was the best show ever. So anyway, so that means we get to hear another JT song because it's Two for Tuesday. Yeah! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And it's Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5 a.m., everybody. Good morning, if you're just rising and shining. 5 a.m., you've got Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and, of course, the one, the only, the awesome, my hero, Steve Cochran, at 6. And then I get to do a little segment with Steve. For those of you who listen to Steve's show on a regular basis, and you should because he rules, you can hear me every Tuesday and every Thursday. Something wrong? Oh, okay. Thank you, man. You can hear me every Tuesday and every Thursday at 6:20, just doing a little segment talking about movies and entertainment and stuff like that. It's always a lot of fun, and it's always a privilege and an honor to be a part of Steve's show. I love it. I have my own theme song now because if I'm a team member on the Steve Cochran Show. John DeCoste did a wonderful theme song for me. He did it to the tune of King of Wishful Thinking by Go West. It's pretty fun. All right, we're talking weird food combinations. How about this one, Esmeralda? The glazed donut pie.
That doesn't sound weird.
Haley Parker at the website The Domestic Rebel, who also made the kapuki, made a pie out of glazed donut holes. That sounds like it might be simply a matter of putting donut holes into a pie crust, but there's more to the recipe. Like butter, brown sugar, and milk, which all combine to make a deliciously sweet and decadent mashup dessert.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Again, one bite of that would do me for a couple of weeks.
Right.
In terms of sweet.
Blood sugar would skyrocket.
Yeah, I can't, not necessarily Captain Sweet. Although that was my name, my nickname when I was in the radio in college. Yeah, Captain Sweet! And the Sweet Nuts! So, all right, now this one, I gotta say, of all the ones so far on this list, by the way, this is from Mental Floss, if you want to check this out, delicious food mashups that you have to try. The full article is on our Facebook page, which is why you should like our Facebook page all the time, with all the recipes, by the way. So if you want to make this stuff at home, the recipes are included. So go to facebook.com/NickDShow if you want to make any of this. Now, here's this one here. Esmeralda, I'm telling you, we're both going to want to make this. The poutine taco.
That sounds like the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
Okay, you ready what it is? Are you ready? Kyle Marco, who is known as the Vulgar Chef, created the poutine taco. It uses a tortilla shell made of French fries held together with cheese as a bowl of sorts for cheese curds and gravy. So it's the fries are the shell. The cheese curds go inside the shell, and the gravy goes on the cheese curds. Oh, man. Yeah. See, now that I would eat. I would eat that for 4 days. There's a lot of sweet stuff at the beginning of this. A lot of sweet stuff. In fact, the majority of stuff here on the list is mostly sweet stuff. But that's something I would eat like a madman.
Yeah, I like the savory.
Yeah. You'll like the next one, too. How about this one? The double-decker mac and cheese stuffed bacon weave taco. First, you do away with the tortilla shell. Instead, use a wrap made of bacon strips all woven together. So that's your taco shell, is woven together bacon strips. You stuff it with another bacon shell, fill it with macaroni and cheese, and then you eat it. Stuff it with another, so you like maybe you can actually spread a thin layer of mac and cheese, put another bacon taco shell there, and then slam some more macaroni and cheese in there, and then you got the double decker.
It looks good. I was about to say it's very low carb, but not really. The mac.
Yeah, no, there's some mac and cheese in there, but does the bacon just completely get rid of that? Does it cancel it out? Cancels it out because there's so much. But you've got two taco shells made of strips of bacon.
You make it healthy, you just use turkey bacon.
Oh, yeah. No way. I remember there was a time when, like, one of my ex-girlfriends, when we were living together, was like, we should switch to turkey bacon. And we did for a little while, and I went, no. No.
You know, I've had some turkey bacon that's quite delicious and gets nice and crispy.
It's fine, but it's not bacon. It's not pig, man. A turkey is not a pig, and it never will be. And it never will taste like a pig, ever. And as I've mentioned before, the pig is the greatest animal on earth to eat. It is the best. It's that wonderful, magical animal, as Homer said. As Homer said to Lisa at the dinner table when she said she wasn't going to eat bacon or pork chops or ham anymore. Dad, those all come from the same animal. Oh, sure, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal. Yes, that's right, Homer. It's the pig. Trucker Rich is on the air. How you doing, Rich?
Pretty good. How you doing?
All right, buddy. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, when I make peanut butter sandwiches, I like to put peanut butter on both pieces of bread so you get a lot of peanut butter, and then put thin slices of tomato in between the layers. You barely taste the tomato, and it keeps it from sticking to the roof of your mouth.
That's interesting. I don't know if I'm quite on board, Rich.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put thick slices on there. You put thin slices. That way it doesn't stick. But
okay.
I thought of a couple more while I was on hold. I like putting macaroni and cheese on a on a hamburger and then use bread, toasted bread for the bun.
That's no, there's nothing weird about that.
And another one that's not weird, but I like when I make chili dogs at home, I like using the big flour tortillas, you know, like for a burrito.
Yeah.
You know, heat them up so they're soft and put two hot dogs in there, pour the chili on, the cheese and the onions, and then fold them up like a burrito.
Sure.
And then the cheese don't drip, you know, everything doesn't drip out.
Oh, that's a good idea. So it's essentially a chili dog burrito.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
My wife thinks I'm weird when I do that. But
no, that's not weird. That's healthy. You got that.
Yeah.
You got the flour tortilla, and it makes everything healthy. Cancels out all the other stuff.
Right, and, yeah. If you have it on Tuesday, that you know the calories don't count.
That's exactly right. All right, Rich. Thanks.
Yep,
take care,
have
buddy.
A good evening. Yep. Bye.
All right. Mike says I put mayonnaise on the outside of my grilled cheese sandwiches. The toast is nice and crisp, but the mayo adds a moist texture. I've never done that, but I know a lot of people who do that.
Yeah, I've heard that's a trick.
Yeah. I mean, you put butter on the outside. When you do a grilled cheese, you put butter on the outside of it normally.
Right.
But mayonnaise, I mean, I would say that would probably be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a good way to fry it up.
708 area code says, I have two of them for you. One, I put barbecue sauce in my mac and cheese. Two, I had to cut salt out of my diet, so for microwave popcorn, I either dash garlic powder or chili powder on it.
It all sounds nice.
Yeah. All right. 708 Erico says, hot fudge and pickles is awesome.
Mm-mm, no.
Was this a woman? She might want to get a pregnancy test if that's, if she's craving hot fudge and pickles.
Wasn't that your traffic guy on Captain Sweet?
Hot fudge and pickles, yeah. It was Captain Sweet and the Sweet Nuts with his partner Hot Fudge and Pickles in the traffic department. Has anybody checked on Shadow Bags in the past couple of months? Is Olive Loaf and Undergarment, how are they doing?
Still blowing up those balloons.
Yeah. are they okay? Have people been sliding food under the door of the studio?
Well, Grzanich is in there now for the opening bell.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They run into each other. I'm sure he checks on them.
Yeah, okay. I sometimes worry about them. Foot cheese. How's foot cheese doing? Do we know if foot cheese is...
I think we throw all the leftover food that we get in the newsroom. Like, there's a big half of a cake right now from Dave Schwann's birthday.
Yeah.
I think they'll be getting that.
Okay,
today.
Well, foot cheese will get some food. An undergarment. All right. Got a break here. We've got more weird foods and stuff like that to talk about. And we got a ton of texts coming in. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Yeah. Kathy and more JT, my main man. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're talking about weird food combinations and more. We got more texts coming in here. 262 area code says ketchup and mac and cheese. 630 says fries with mayo and catsup. That also reminds me of an episode of The Simpsons when Mr. Burns goes shopping, like grocery shopping for the first time.
Ketchup.
Exactly. I'm riding the bus. Oh, by the way, did you get the Marge Simpson diary stuff that's written by the dude who created BoJack?
I did. I saw that, and it's so depressing.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, she doesn't like music. I remember hearing an episode. I forgot what episode it was, but it was the thing of like, I don't like music.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
But she did love the Monkees.
She did. That was her childhood.
Yeah.
Her childhood, though.
Because they made fun of her because she liked the Monkees.
Right.
And they're like, they don't even play their own instruments.
I just feel at one point, you know, to go along with that article that they wrote, she broke.
Yeah.
We broke her.
It broke her, yeah. Well, that episode, if I remember correctly, that's the Fear of Flying episode, which is, that's my second favorite Simpsons episode of all time, is Marge's Fear of Flying. It's my second favorite. That episode is unbelievably funny. And do you remember how that one, Esmeralda, do you remember how that one opens?
I don't.
That opens with Homer getting kicked out of Moe's, banned from Moe's, because they're playing like tricks on Homer or on Moe. Like they put a cobra in the cash register and then the cobra bites Moe. And then they go, ha ha ha. He goes, ha ha, that's pretty funny. You tricked me with the cobra in the cash register joke. And then they set his clothes on fire. They set him on fire. He tries to light a cigarette. They set him on fire. And they all laugh it off. But then Homer unscrews the top of the sugar container. And he goes, this is going to be great. And then Moe pours out all the sugar on the table, on the bar. And everybody goes, oh, we were just having some fun. You got to take it too far, Homer. So they kick him out. They take his picture down from Mount Lushmore.
Aw.
They take his picture down from Mount Lushmore. They take his favorite song out of the jukebox. It's Raining Men. Not anymore, it ain't. Then he takes It's Raining Men, the 45, and he flings it out the window. Smithers is driving by. It hits him in the head and lands on the driver's on the passenger seat. And he sees the song It's Raining Men. He goes, So then Homer tries to find a new bar to get drunk at. He goes to Cheers. Remember that George Wendt has a breakdown. He breaks a bottle. And